Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Nutty M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Was Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG, Mac, drama, brick squad, mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gays with 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal. NDB, RIP, strap, match, strap, young K, LOE, cartel, RIP, Gator. Cobra, the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, honey, blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve, T-E-O, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
What's up everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It's home day. What's up, Maddie M?
Yeah, yeah. Just freezing my ass off, but yeah, it's all good.
I know you are, man. So, y'all, I mean, I'm complaining because it's cold. It was like 18 degrees Fahrenheit here, and then it went up to fucking 52 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it's gone down to like fucking 20 degrees Fahrenheit. But Maddie is like negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit, so I can't even
bend. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. But, you know, got a nice little crib, and I'm on the radio. It's Wednesday. It's good times, man. Good times all around.
I just lit my blunt, so it's going to be a good day. Yeah, so today is my daughter's 23rd birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, she turned 23 today, and she wanted breakfast for dinner. So I made sprinkle pancakes and fucking sausage links and eggs and I don't know, all that shit. So
that's dope.
Those
pictures look awesome, man. Yeah.
I don't eat breakfast food. You know what I mean?
Really?
I mean, I like. I like my biscuits I make, like with shaved ham and egg and melted cheese and shit. Like, I like those. But, like, I don't know. I'm not a big breakfast food person. But anyway, so we have a dope show tonight. We have K-Ju that's going to be on. And his music, you guys, I think, will like it as much as I did.
So yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. But you know what we have first?
Let me guess.
We have Fuck It Up, Fuck Up of the Week. What's going on, Fuck It Up?
Yo,
what up,
yo.
Milton?
Yo, what's cracking? You know, I can't complain where I can, but I don't think you guys got time for me. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's Hump Day Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it gravy, keeping it good, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Hump Day is our favorite day. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of the stress, get rid of all the Nick, you know what I'm saying, that's out there. Just go, you know, stay one step ahead of the haters, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I love those
true
out there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm doing good. I'm blessed, staying blessed. How you doing, Maddie Matt?
I'm good, man. Like I said, just cold, just hibernating for a bit. But, yeah,
yeah,
I'm happy
part,
as taking shit, baby. Yeah.
That part, yeah. I got my beanie on. I'm cold.
Let me
too.
Tell
you
about Fuck It Up, though. Let me tell you. I'm talking to him today on video chat, right? So he calls me. Yeah, shout out Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire came out with a new video today.
Yeah, no doubt. Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire.
You know, the words he says in that are fucking hard if you listen to it. I'm a big word person, but anyway. So he calls me, he video calls me, right? And he's like, he's got his jacket on, right? But I can't see him at all at first. It's just a dark-ass screen. And then he was like, I'm going to come out from my hole or whatever he said, something like that. Next thing I know, mm-hmm. I see him, and he's, like, I guess taking the phone out of this fucking cubby hole that he's made. And he's got his jacket on, and it's over his head, you know what I'm saying? Like, wrapped around his head, shit. He's flipping up from the blanket, got his heater on and shit. And I'm sitting there with a fucking heated blanket on, my jacket on, and the fucking recliner, because it is cold here. I said, shit, no, what is it, like 60 degrees there, and you're fucking...
Yeah. Oh, they can't handle it, man. And those hot states, they can't handle it when it dips below a certain temperature, man.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I'm cold. Shit, I'm cold now. I got the heater on. Let me turn this down real quick. Can you guys hear me a lot better? Can you hear me better? I turn off the heater. Is that
yeah,
better?
Actually, today you're not fucking up, man. Yeah, when I went down to Vegas, when I went down to buy a place to, like, just to rent a place for a month before I started buying all those condos, I went down, it was November. And I had just beaten a winter storm heading south, and I drove down there in the crossfire. And anyways, it's November, so everyone's in a parka, and I'm sitting by the pool, suntanning in Vegas.
Right.
Like, for real, yeah. Man. It was hot as shit to me, man. It was awesome. Yeah, but everywhere, you know, once it gets cold around there, but all the weather's changing now. Everything's getting weird, you know what I mean? Like, our summer, yeah. This is our first snowstorm in Edmonton. Oh, this is our first snowstorm.
Right.
I'm not lying to you.
Well,
and it's halfway through winter.
Our first snowstorm is going to be here Monday, and we got a blizzard coming in. And that's crazy for us because we've usually had a few by now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
So,
no doubt.
Yeah, because I live in the mountains. Too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's we're the mountain state, motherfuckers. So, yeah, it snows here. You know what I'm saying? We got skiing, too. Maddie. Anyway.
You got what,
go
sir?
Ahead.
No.
We got
skiing
too.
You got what?
We got skiing
too. Oh, you're getting
too.
High, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, you already had, yo, remember Milton, remember you last week, man? Oh, dude, you were high as fuck, bro, near the end of the show. It was so funny, man. This is not a backbone on that dude's body, man.
He's
waiting. He's impatiently waiting because he's like, let me do his fuck ups and then he'll smoke.
Yeah,
if not, he'll
like,
fuck up.
Talking,
anymore.
Guys.
You know.
Yeah,
so go
I don't
want to. Yeah,
I don't
want to. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's
go ahead.
Fine.
Fuck it up. I'm
that's
fucking
fine.
You up.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, I don't want to do my mess up. You know, my fuck ups being, you know, lit. That's why I do them after. You know, but you know, sometimes I be stumbling. You know, but back to reality. This is sideways fuck up of the week. The first headline. A prison time for man accused of breaking into police station to retrieve his seized drugs. Now, this guy, Lynch Nguyen, has been sentenced to prison for between 17 months and 8 years just for breaking back into prison to get his drugs. Second headline. Second headline.
Did they say what? Yo, hold up. Did they say what kind of drugs it was?
I'll send you the picture so you can see what the guy looked like. How about that?
It's probably meth.
Okay, yo, that'll definitely
anyway,
do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's got to be something like that.
Second headline.
Go ahead.
Chicken gangs run riot. A warning has been issued about several gangs of feral chickens terrorizing communities across Jersey. There are understood to be around 6 gangs on the island with largest estimates, more than 100 chickens. They have been waking up residents in early hours, wrecking gardens, and becoming a growing traffic hazard. Last
That's
time
hilarious,
on,
man. I wonder if they got colors.
Right? It's
dude,
like,
I mean, I've got chickens, but could you imagine like 100 chickens coming out? You're like, I would get my AR out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the AR is coming out if 100 chickens are coming after me. Anyway, go ahead.
attacking, things like that, then it's a different story. Last and final headline. Woman asks for advice after farting in front of her husband, who won't forgive her. On February 9th, 2013, wife devastated after her husband refused to forgive her after farting in front of him after 9 years. Just fuck it up, fuck it out.
he's had it with that bitch, man. There's a long time coming if someone does that. Trust me, I know how that feels.
But I know because I've been with people, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and some people can hold it, some people can't. And there's people that I've been with, girl, you know your stuff is stinking.
Well, I don't mind the fart, but you could just tell she was like, or he was just over the edge. He was looking for the light. Like, he probably had a twitch, you know?
He was just looking for anything.
Now that you all have talked your shit, but I'm bunch. Anyway, I'm going to get off of here. Say fuck it up, fuck it out.
Fuck it out.
Go smoke.
Bye, bro.
Yeah. Man. No, but for real, the chickens, like, I can't help but picture, because everybody knows I got chickens. If y'all know me, you know I got chickens, right?
Yeah.
And if not, you don't follow me on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, assholes, or Twitter.
I was just thinking about that too. All the videos you give me, send me the chickens, I'm thinking about that too, man. Can you imagine 100 of them just rolling around? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, for real. Like, no, for real. I would pull out my AR. I'm not fucking lying. I would. I promise you.
Well, you're lucky, man. I just take a baseball bat. That's all I got. And knives.
That's why it's always good to have a gun. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can't bring a baseball bat for a chicken fight.
Yeah. I love you.
Yes, son. I'm on the radio. Yes, you can have it. I gave him my Clearly Canadian. Man, we found Clearly Canadian the other day in the grocery store. I haven't seen that shit since I was young.
Is that like the bubbly?
Did you ever drink
stuff?
That? It was water. It was water in, like, a glass bottle. It's sparkling water in a glass bottle.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not really a bottled water kind of guy, dude.
Well, I mean, it's flavor.
Yeah.
Like, the raspberry.
Well, that's what I thought.
And the strawberry.
Yeah, it's flavor. No, I got you.
Yeah. It was good. But anyway, so tonight we have Keju on, and I'm going to play one of his songs right now. This is called Fabulous. This song's been stuck in my head all day. I'll tell you which one if you listen to it and we bring him on.
All right, cool.
Let's get it, guys.
Let's get it.
Light your blunt. Drink your drink.
Down in a hurry, a diamond in the rough, true enough. leave you unconscious to find logic unburied. Mathematical swag, get a body bag. Need a toe tag, get to the touch that. Come back, get a sack, can you handle that? Mental attack, take it to the playback. Perfume emanating, captivated, to the lady about shit, but you already knew that. Touchdown, but you're going like a quarterback. Have motherfuckers looking like a silver jack. Niggas having no fit. Got this in the flesh, sleeping in bed. No true dollars couldn't even predict. Something so futuristic and sick. Oh my.
Welcome back to Hump Day. That way you just tell the matter is.
I know you wish you had a boss bitch like this.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you, man. You know, I know you listen to all the music, right? One thing I'm not a fan of is tracks that go on like forever like that. I guess just because we're on the radio. But honestly, girl, I know you listen to all the music ahead of time, but I was surprised by that track, man. That track was dope. Like, so unique. I was so surprised. That's amazing. I'm glad we got this book.
So, let's bring on KG real quick, and then we'll tell you. What's up, KG?
What's up, what's up? I'm sorry, but I know a lot of it's Kaiju, though, but everybody say KG
Kaiju,
in America for some reason.
Yeah, it's Kaiju.
And thank you so much for, you know, having me on here and, you know, and to listening
welcome,
to it. I really appreciate that. Much. Blessings.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. I was just telling Chubb, man, that track surprised the shit out of me. Like, you got some crazy talent. You sound like somebody I'm going to start listening to for sure.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I have more. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that it's not just me. You know, it's a lot of people that helped me to put this all together. So, you know, from family to my engineer, he made the mix. So half of that's him. You know what I'm saying? So it's not all just
that's
the artist. I give everybody credit.
No doubt.
But that's dope. That's dope. That means you're a dope person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, to that.
Oh, right on.
Because
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, for real, because, like, real is real. So, Kaiju, I'm so sorry about that, dude. I smoked a lot of, you know what I mean? I've been trying to smoke some blunts since I got all that party and shit done, and I've been rushing around all day. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, my favorite line was hypnotic, exotic, no doubt about it, marvelous. Like, that shit was,
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel that
women
need to uplift, and you know what I mean? Females need that, you know what I mean? I see all these women, and you got a lot of MC rappers that's pretty much, I hate to say it, but they're just strippers with a mic. You know, nothing against them, not taking nothing away from them, but, you know, if I want to see a strip on a mic, I go to a strip club. No offense, but, you know, that's just me personally. You know, it's like, you know, to a point, what happened to the artistry and everything and to the lyricism, and I'm a lyricist. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
I got to have that. I understand. Motherfucker be like, yo, I hit the bitches from the back and hit them, make the pussies clack. And, you know, all that's cool. But you know, you're going to do that all day long. You know what I'm saying? That's all you do all day long. Hit it from the back. Okay, cool.
Yo, man, so tell us
it's
about
crazy.
You, man. Tell the listeners about you, dog. Tell us more about you. Where you from? What's up?
Kaiju X out here in Kentucky, you know, Indiana, you know what I'm saying? Family all through Chicago, Chi-Town, you know what I mean? East St. Louis, St. Louis, Missouri, Mississippi, you know, well, Brazil, we got family everywhere. But, you know, I'm out here in Kentucky, and it's good, Indiana, all down Ohio River. But what's going on is I'm Wu Fam, you know. Peace to the gods, you know, Mr. Full Moon Products, Sue, Juice the Witch Doctor, and all you, Ali Star, what's up, my fam, to my homeboy, Culture Shock, and all them, you know, Beretta 9 from Wu-Tang Killer Army, what's up, my homie, to Hellraiser from Sons of Man, what's up, my dude, you know what I mean, to Amon Ra, Spookahuna, who else, I'm forgetting it, Third Eye Music, what's up, my dude, you know what I'm saying, Trill Will, you know what I'm saying, EGMGM, and he deal with BMF and all them, affiliated with them. What's up? I want to say what's up to who else? Woo Management and all them guys. Peace to the gods, you know. To who else? Class. What's up, Class, my dude? What's up? And also, my homeboy DJ Enough from, you know, Hot 97. I know he listening. What's up, my dog? I'll call you later. And who else? Yeah, Hot 97 listening to y'all right now, too, so that's cool. And then what else? We got so much going on, man. You know, and Gus, my manager, King George, I got to give a shout-out to him because without him, I wouldn't be here with you guys right now.
Yeah.
My manager's sick with it. He a beast with that, boy. I love Gus. Gus something else. You know what I mean? And then everything else through Woo Fam, and I'm with, you know, Full Moon Product. Check that out, Mr. Full Moon Product, Woo Fam, all that. You know what I'm saying? We just dropped a track called The Five Deadly Woo Venoms through Juice the Witch Doctor through 12 Tribe Music. That joint is climbing. At first, when we started streaming at like 400, 300, a few days later, it's at 1,000 or something. So it's climbing and getting there. It's getting crazy. Go check that out.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Five Deadly Woo Venoms. That's me. Who else is on that joint? Ali Star. Who else is on that joint? Killer Priest. Who else is on that joint? Dungeon Master. Who else? And Judah Priest. You know what I mean? So you got Glenn Zoo in that, and Woo Fam all in that. And then it's just crazy. And it was a beautiful – the track is sick. I don't know what else to say. You guys got to listen to it. It's sick.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I like you, man. There's something about you, the way you talk. Like, you're very personable, very, very intelligent person, man. So, like I said, yeah, thanks for coming on, dog, for real. Pleasure.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Trust me, man. I can't get on here acting crazy. My mom was like, she told me one time, she's like, boy, don't you ever get on the radio, on TV, talking all that nonsense like you dog with your cuz, you don't want to sit. For real, you know what I'm saying? Homie, on the shit. She said, I'll beat the hell out of you. You do some stupid shit. I'm like, all right, calm down. You know, calm down. I got this. She's like, don't be going up there and embarrass me, boy. Act like you got some goddamn common sense. All right, mom, I got it. You know,
yeah,
so respect to my mom, you know what I mean? I got to keep straight, you know, because she don't play.
I swear I can't help it, and it's probably because it's my high self. And plus, I fucking love that movie, fucking Double Take, with Orlando Jones and fucking Eddie Griffin. You know what I'm saying? Have you all ever seen that movie? I've referenced it before.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, you know... Yeah, so when he sits down and he puts his fucking his glasses on, and Eddie Griffin does, and he starts talking shit to him, and he's like, well, you better straighten the fuck up. You think they give a fuck up in the chair?
Yep.
That's all
her.
I can see. I'll
tell you a story.
Movie,
my mom ain't no so Joe. She did this one time. I was like 17, 16, something like that. And I was getting ready to go out, friends, you know what I mean, a party. And she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going out. Who you think you're talking to like that? And isn't that? I was like, I puffed up, you know what I mean, because I was bodybuilding and all that stuff. You know what I mean, swole. I puffed up a little bit, like, I'm going out. You know, she's like, oh, boom, hit me straight in the chest, all fists. I slid down the door, was like, oh. She, like, tapped me on the head. Nigga, you better ever talk to me like that. I kill you in this motherfucker. Who you think you're talking to, huh? You know what I mean? I was on the ground. I swear to God, I slid up against the door. It looked like an action movie. I swear to God, it was crazy. It was. Right after that, I don't fuck with him.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's respect, you know. Respect, definitely.
No doubt.
My, you know, it's funny. The other day, my 16-year-old is 6'3" and like 250 pounds. You know what I mean? He just turned 16. Yeah. And so he's sitting there the other day with my other son, which my other son's not little either. He fucking works out every fucking day. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's 5, you know, he's like 5, I don't know, 11, something like that. And he's 18. But Michael, I was like, will you ever, I forget what he said. I said, will you ever do that to me? I swear to God, I will throat punch you. And it will be reaction. I just won't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I doubt that you would hurt me, hurt punch of me. And Jacob was like, you better watch what you say. Yes, she will. He's like, because he's seen me. I throat punched Kevin and fucking took him down. And he was 6'3". You know what I mean? Like, you have to sometimes.
Well,
I damaged his whole box for 2 weeks. But, I'm a really chill bitch. I'm a really chill person, you know what I mean? So, like, if you get me to a point that I literally just throat punch you from a reaction, and that I can't help it. I'm warning you before you do it, you know what I mean?
throw punch right. Over the head.
Yeah. Man, that's good to know, though, for the next time I see your ass, dude. Because I've known to piss people off, dude. That's good to know. I'll wear like, what do they call this turtleneck? I'll be a creepy one when I come visit your ass, man.
Yeah, I know
no,
not to
I'm
fuck
just,
with man, you, but you go won't punch him.
No,
nah,
I'm just saying man. Don't. Like, I'm little and shit. I'm 5'7", but I'm not a little girl, you know what I mean? So the thing is, it don't matter how big you are. If you know how to do things, and that's they taught us how to do that when I worked with mental patients. They were like, if it comes down to it, throat punch them. Because it will startle them and they will go back. Yeah.
Plus, Shells has an AR, so don't fuck with Shells. Moral of the story, don't fuck with Shells, man.
I only got the ARs in the living room, man. Like, it's just if you come on my property, you better let me know.
You sure?
You know
I thought those were the AR for the chickens.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be. If I got 100 coming after me, like, wouldn't you fucking like? I wouldn't have gangs of chicken going around tormenting an island. I would take the motherfuckers out.
That all sounds so damn crazy. And then that one about the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing y'all was talking about at first. I was cracking my ass up out here, boy. I was laughing, boy. I'm like, that's some crazy shit. Like, who
people are stupid as fuck, man. They do stupid shit, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, every week we got three headlines.
Yeah,
every week he does headlines for us.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? And I listen to some of this shit, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man? People are crazy, dude.
People are crazy.
Well, 90% of shit comes from Florida, too.
Florida?
What?
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying 90% of our headlines come from Florida too, right, Show? Not,
oh, yeah,
like 90,
they come from Florida.
At least.
Yeah,
Florida's crazy, bro.
About 80%, yeah.
Hey, my homeboy Trill out there in Florida, so is Juice the Witch Doctor and them. They some pretty live guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, but I love Florida and everything. Where y'all from? Where y'all located at all over? Where y'all from?
So, I'm from my mama. No, I'm just kidding. I'm from West Virginia, man. I know it sounds crazy, but I have been everywhere. Like, it's not like I've just been here. You know what I'm saying? I've been everywhere.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah,
everybody else. So where's everybody else from? Who's everybody's name? I just want to make sure I pronounce it right so when I give thanks and everything online, I'm going to go type it out.
This is Maddie M, and Maddie M is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's where I'm at. Hometown, came back after living in Vegas 10 years. Missed my fam. Decided to come back to my home.
Canada?
Yeah, I'm up with Cole,
baby. Hey, I was in Vancouver, B.C. I was out there studying with Mishri Bahong a couple of weeks.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, Canada's a dope place, man. It's cold as fuck like it is right now.
Yeah, it ain't no joke. That snow is no joke, and it gets cold as hell, bone chilling and everything. But they got the best seafood out there because, you know, over there where the docks is over Vancouver, and they got the ships because I was out there, and I was also in Toronto, too. Toronto's like being like in, like Beverly Hills, California, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely got a good spot, man. Yeah, no, Canada's a great place, dude. It's a great place.
I love Canada.
I'm like Shells, man. I travel a lot, but, you know, home is home.
I feel
go
you.
Ahead.
Hey, y'all got some wild shit in Canada. I remember I came out there, boy. It was crazy. Dude was like, hey, you want a bag of weed? And a cop was standing right across from him. I was like, nope.
It's legal here, man.
The cop
it's
didn't even trip, you know what I mean? They didn't even trip. They let them do that shit. They just walking up, hey, I got weed. And they got backpacks and shit. I got this. I got that. Walking past cops. Cops just look at them and keep walking, keep it trucking. I'm like, damn, this shit crazy.
Yeah, we kind of chill up here, man.
I know. I love it. I'm coming back. Fuck.
Good, bro. No doubt.
That was fun time out there. Y'all clubs are sick, too. I love y'all clubs out there, too. Y'all clubs are banging.
Got artists out there in Canada. Y'all should hook up when you go out there. And Maddie and Junior Nation and all that.
Yeah,
we're
going to do that.
Once it gets warmer. Once it gets warmer, dog, come visit me in Edmonton, man. I'll treat you right.
Deal.
We'll hang up. Yeah, no doubt.
As long as you ain't trying to take me shopping, like you know what I'm saying, but we cool.
Fuck you. You don't know
like,
me.
See, you're my big like, one on get it here right now.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Hey, man, I'm always like this, bro. You can ask anybody. I'm me, man. I like to have fun. I don't got time for that hardcore bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I only
I
get
like
that
when
like it's
that.
Needed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you sound like.
So
you
listen,
sound like you like
we need to
like
play
that.
A song, dude. So, what song you want to play next?
I don't care. Whichever you want. You know, everybody listening and everything else, I used to just play the song. Let's see what everybody's thinking. Because a lot of people ain't even heard these songs. You guys are the first ones to break these songs. They ain't come out. My manager, Gus King George, was like,
yeah.
You know what? Go ahead. Fuck it. Let him hear it.
Yeah.
you know,
he knows. King knows that we love our premieres, man. So that's probably why he's we love our premieres.
That's
the show that met him. No doubt.
Yeah,
I love Gus,
man. He's something else, but I love all of my everybody I'm hooked up with right now. I love them all. But, yeah, play that beautiful bean footage. Roll it.
All right. What we're going to play now is I Want It All with Kaiju. Hey, shout out your social media real quick so people can be looking you up while we're playing our music.
What's up? I'm Kaiju X, Wu Fam, Wu-Tang Clan Affiliate. You know how it is. You know, Juice the Witch, Dr. Peace. Peace the Full Moon Product. You know what that is. We gonna come in with this new track called I Want It All. You can catch me out, Kaiju X. Soo.
Cash rules, don't want me to set on bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, you wouldn't accept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all. They say out of sight, out of mind, that's how the game goes. I'm sick and tired, all cried out, send me an angel. There's so much space in between us, feel like we're growing apart. I thought I never would see love, how did you find your way into my heart? Never seen it coming, but do something, wasn't quite just right. Heard she was clubbing, getting drunk and giving up that loving, that's right. Got an early discharge, I'm out at the bar, I'm on party all night. Had her on my mind, so I called her up, wanna know what I said. I told her that cash rules, for me, said I'm bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, you ain't accept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all. I told her that cash rules, for me, said I'm bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, you ain't accept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all.
Behind my bar, sunset ain't right. Wanna call her, but I gotta go to mainline. Things are really hard when you're doing time. Playing chess and dominoes every day and night. But the real fight, when you can find it, didn't end the fight. So the tickets over phone time. High jail, I sit back, right rhyme. Big yard open, I'm in the gym, pumping iron. Hit the water, check the key, I sort of got 3 cents left. Only came by phone time. On the bricks and with me, sending money to me. It's all bad, part time. When I hit the bricks, I'm making the come up quick and leaving all the gold digging behind. You can catch me right here on my grind.
Your dilemma, you awaken the killer. My you never figured that I would be the one. It's very simple when you put yourself in the pickle. And now that it's credible, I'm a criminal. Now you think I'm gonna give you a chance, cause you're pissing your pants, it's about to end. Cash rules, don't fool me, that I'm bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, when they kept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all. I know that the cash rules, don't put me to set on bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, when they kept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all. Said I'm bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, you ain't accept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all. I know that the cash rules. For me, said I'm bad news. When I was locked up and calling your phone, you ain't accept my call. Now I'm back out and I'm coming for mine. And I want it all.
Yo, every song with you is like, it's like an adventure, each track. It's like, it goes up and down.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy. And that beat is gnarly, man. I love that shit.
Oh, thank you, man. That beat was made by Caesar Beats. What's up, Caesar, my dog? Caesar Beats. Check him out, Caesar Beats. He got some tough music and everything else. I deal with a lot of great producers. Thank God I've been having them in my path. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed to run across great engineers, great musicians, great people. You know, it wasn't that easy at first. Trust me, you gotta cut the grass to get to the snakes.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, yeah. So, I got to tell you all something that happened today, though. So, why I'm vibing to the song, right? Because the whole song's a vibe, right? Like you said, it's like a story. Yeah. Well, an adventure. It's like a story, dude. And you can feel it in the music, you know? And with the song. So, like, I'm vibing. Yeah, that's for sure. So, like, I'm vibing, and I'm like, I'm going, and I get a piece of my daughter's birthday cake. And I had forgot about my brother because, like, there was little pink things all over the cake for Becca's birthday, right? And my brother was like, it looks like a nipple cake. Like a whole bunch of little nipples all around the cake. I looked at him and I was like,
your brother's cake.
And my mom was like, are you serious right now? Like, we're sitting around the cake and you're talking about a nipple cake? And my son was like, yeah, it's a nipple cake. And I was like, Michael, what the hell, man?
Yeah, that cake looked good.
Yeah, so now when I forgot about it, and so I went to get a piece of cake, and I saw it, and I was like, man, it is a nipple cake.
Hey, now all the time I'm going to think about nipple cakes. You got me messed up. See, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Right?
That's some weird shit. Y'all talk about, hey, y'all say some wild shit, man. I love y'all show. Y'all be saying some outlandish, off-the-wall shit. You be like, you know when that chicken had ham hocks and he was cooking grits on the stove with the grease? Shit that I don't even know what it means. I'll be like, what the fuck they talking about? What do you say? Like, can they say that on the air? Y'all be saying stuff that make me question, like, are we going to get in trouble? What's going on?
Oh, see, man. Yo, we just have a lot of fun, bro.
I noticed.
We love our fun. Yeah. No, we love fun guests too, man. And you definitely a fun guest, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just being me, man. Just being me.
Yeah.
Rick, what's up, man?
I got time for all the nonsense. I'm just, life's too short. I don't got time. Short. We got to be real with each other. This is 2024. Y'all still living back in the 1980s and everything else, trying to act like NWA, bruh. Y'all way outdated. Come on, man. It's time for everybody to get together, man. We already know who the common enemy is. We ain't going to say nothing about the government, but you know what I'm saying? They trying to start race wars and riots against each other, but they can't now because everybody's waked up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody woke. And even I got white homies and black homies, Asian homies, Mexican homies. You know, oh, yeah, what's up, jalapeno? What's up, my dude? And the Marcos, what's up, man? You know, ¿cómo estás? Sí, yeah. Escúchame, no te hago. So anyway, yeah, it's crazy.
Like,
yeah, all
right. Come on, let's stay for a second. That was crazy. What? Mac Drama, OG
yeah.
Mac Drama, when he starts talking in his other languages on his show, it gave me flashbacks.
It's kind of. That's funny you said that, Chel. Yeah, anyway, so actually, that got me to my next question. What's your nationality, bro?
Blackfoot, Indian, Irish, and African, but definitely African, black. But, you know, I got like a small percent of Irish in me, but the most of it is African and Blackfoot Indian.
Really, man. That's a cool mix, bro. That's pretty cool, actually, man. So you a heavy drinker?
Me? Sometimes. Yeah. It just depends. Just depends if I want to drink that day, if I don't, if I want to smoke. You know, I'm not like a person that'll be like, you know, it's like a handicap or nothing like that. I'm social. Social, you know, social drinker, social smoker.
I'm an everyday smoker. I'm definitely a drinker. Yeah, I'm an everyday drinker.
I'm an everyday smoker. It's like, fuck the social.
Yeah, nah.
I smoke every fucking day. That's like, yeah, it's my anti-anxiety medicine. It helps me eat, you know what I'm saying? Like, it keeps food down. I have a lot of, like, people don't really realize what it does for you because I've got like mineral deficiencies and shit, and weed has copper in it. If your copper level ain't right in your weed, it'll fuck up. Look at that.
Really?
You don't think I'm right? Yeah.
Hey,
really?
I don't know. It'll make kind of sore like that, but that's some. Hey, you teaching me some shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
if you want to know anything about weed, man, holler at Shells, man. Go ahead, Shells. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
You want booze knowledge, holler at me. But yeah, Shells knows it.
Yeah. Right. I don't drink. I don't like to drink. You know what I'm saying? But I do smoke.
No,
and,
I want you to
yeah,
drink
it'll make the it'll make the leaf if you ever seen like copper
start chopping people in the throat.
Nah, man, but we do have chickens. Like, yeah. I go gather my eggs and shit. You know, like.
Yeah, it's your farm girl.
We
man.
Have. Yeah, we have some
that
acres out
strong.
Here. So.
Yeah.
And
you
got to
be the most gangster farm girl I've ever met.
Right, I feel the same. That's what. See, I thought I was the only one thinking that. See what I'm saying?
No, I know her, man. She crazy. She cook. Like, half the time on the show, she says, Maddie, yo, talk, because I got to go handle something. And she's, like, either shooting a rattlesnake and, like, there's a possum outside or something. Or she once she stepped on a spider and it exploded into, like, a million baby spiders.
Oh, my
and this
God.
Is on air,
why
right?
Why do you have to even mention that, man? It gives me the heebie-jeebies every time I think about it, dude.
Hold up.
Yeah,
you shoot real stuff, but you scared of spiders?
I don't, man, I've been bit by a brown recluse twice. That's the only thing I don't like is spiders, man. I had to have surgeries from those motherfuckers, take IV, vancomycin for like 2 years. It was crazy. I don't want that shit.
You better stop doing that. You're going to have a weird, messed up dream. You're going to have a dream you chop somebody in the throat and cut their throat up and then spiders going to spill out.
Yeah, that's it. We fuck up. Thank you. Appreciate that. But my kids
yeah, right.
Try to get me with shit all the time.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I liked you for a little while. But
that was quick. That was a quick relationship, wasn't it?
Yeah, and went real fast.
Oh, man.
I know. I take it out to it won't be spiders that spill out. It's going to be plenty of chicks for you to shoot your AR at.
Man, you know, we do have two ARs in our living room. Like, that's just real. That's just the way it is. Like, we live on a farm. You know what I'm saying? Fucking coyotes and fucking bears and shit in the woods. No,
we ain't messing with you. You see how she said that so casually? You know, like bears and tigers and shit, they come and kill you and stuff. You know, it's normal.
Yeah, no, homie, she's like, honestly, man, she's one of the most gangster girls I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, man. Honestly.
Well,
let me tell you guys,
I just live life. Like, even when I had, you know what I'm saying? I've been fighting cancer 6-7 years now. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Fuck
I feel
good. Do you. Fuck what everybody else says. Say what you got to say.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I fucking... It's like I say in the theme song, you know, they gave me a cancer diagnosis and they'll watch me do this prognosis. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I feel. Like, on anything, you gotta be able to protect yourself. That's one thing. You gotta be able to protect yourself by hands and you gotta be able to protect yourself with something bigger coming out your ass. Fuck that. Ain't no hands gonna go after a bear. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have a gun on me. Or a knife.
Chop them in the throat.
You know, I had my knife on me.
Chop them in the throat,
dude.
I can actually imagine her chopping a dog and a bear in the throat.
I wouldn't even put it past the dude. Like, she'd tell me that story, and I'd be like, yeah, so how's the bear doing, man?
Wild. I like it because she out there, boy. It's like when I first talked to her, she was like, you know what, hold on 1 second. Hey, motherfucker. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know who she was talking to, but she was serious about it. I was like, okay, she don't play no games.
Yeah, man. No, he was talking sideways out his neck. Like, I don't play that shit. I know. Don't I know? No, fuck. But, yeah, man, for real.
Oh, while we out here, I gotta let everybody know what's going on. I'm in the group, Papa Root Battalion with Hellraiser, King David's Son, Culture Shock. Also, Beretta 9 from Wu-Tang Clan Army, he's pretty much in that group, but he jumps in and out. That's the homie. He do what he want. We have a track coming out called Coming of the Falcons. That's coming out either late tonight or tomorrow next day. I know I hate to say it like that. We had some, you know, some hang-ups on some things. You know how this showbiz thing get, you know what I mean? So
it
got political and things, and we got it handled. So to all the fans out there, it's coming. You can check that out. But right now, go check out that Five Deadly Wu Venoms. If y'all, I don't know if you guys have that track. Did I send that to y'all from Juice the Witch
you
Doctor?
You didn't send that to me.
Did I?
No, I've got IDGAF.
Play that.
It's along with us.
Yeah, play I don't give a fuck. That's got Dungeon Master on it from Brooklyn Zoo. That's the homie. And Culture Shock on there and everything else. And who else? I'm trying to think of who else is on there. Trill Will, I think his name is. What's up, homie? So, yeah, please play that one for everybody. They're going to love this one. Because everybody feels like this. Trust me, you're going to love this one. This is energy. This is all energy.
That means it's time to light the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Get the drinks out.
This is definitely a party club song. Trust me. This is energy. I like making energy 100. Shit for everybody because I'm about that energy, you know what I'm saying, and pushing.
Yeah.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Ball.
Yeah, what's up? You really think me and my people care about what you think?
Oh, what?
Yeah. You understand Chinese? Here's something for you. One cycle. Initiating conversation, emulating, decapitating. It's looking me crazy. The part of me that wants to beat them down, leaving my conscience. I'm moving like a submarine. I got your feet as a wall. First of all, because I'm the sending cone of my drip. Sipping, hear me crushing everything and leaving you bad. You beat your beard. I got these hands to throw in the fist. You're swinging your miss. And understand I'm covered with this. I'ma let you know now, you don't want none. Now get clipped. Watch your next time. Lights out, hellbound. What's the next one? Shake ground, move around, or get action. You rock when in full effect. And it's cocked depending on how you act. Multiple threats for coming from a lunatic. Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it, call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know,
but there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up. Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it, call it beast. You already know. I don't care who you are or who you know.
Call it the one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up. Better buckle up, Jack Nitro up. But your eye feels, with your hand on your hip in your high heels, and your nose in your area, high tails. Why you looking like you like bills? You take one and fucking chill. Let's know the fucking deal. I'm gonna keep it 100, 100, 100.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it. Call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know,
but there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up. Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it, call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know,
but there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up.
Fuck me. The devil's a lie, walking like Stone Cold, bitch. Send it with the hands on, bitch. Cause the woods make a distant digits. Any time or place, I do you dirty, fix your face. Of course, the clans are running off for this race. If I ever get a choice, it will be a race. Stay out my way, nigga. Love the baby chase. Heard you like candy, baby. Do you wanna have a taste? My time's valuable, mine. Don't waste it. Don't wanna go back to base.
Turn it up. If you violate, I will fold you. I do not care. Nice to know you. I'm gonna eat you in this blue. I told you. I don't give up. Keep it moving. Never losing. Always on go. Test my patience. You won't make it. Call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know,
but there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up. Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it, call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know,
but there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give up. Let it rain, let it drip. Love a blood, love a crook. Let it rain, let it flood. Rain 20s in the club. King of diamonds, show me love. I don't give a fuck. Never giving up, never give a fuck. Bring the brakes up, never leave a bug. Remember
days I've been broke and stuck. Had the time stone to give it up. Leave the lights on the water up. I'm Tom Brady, so we huddle up. In the kitchen with the butter up. Cold winter, better button up. Finna crash, better buckle up. See the snowfall. With those law money short, trying to low ball. He on the court, but I'm pro ball. Make him throw it up like Duval. Got the motion, rent a U-Haul. Trilly got motion, move off. Rolling 20, so we cruise off. Trilly got motion, move off. Trilly got motion, U-Haul.
Keep it moving, never losing, always on go. Test my patience, you won't make it, call it beast mode. I don't care who you are or who you know.
But there's one thing I think you should know.
I don't give
a... Now she was she shot. She need to. One need peace here.
So you understand Chinese now, mother...
Yo, bro, 2024 is definitely gonna be your year, homie. I could just feel it. I could just feel it.
Bong.
I
bong.
Love your shit, bro.
Thank you. Me and my team and my crew, we appreciate that. All of us, we appreciate that. Ain't just me. Remember that. Thank you. We all thank you.
No, you're killing it, man. Killing it.
We try to make sure
one of my
that
new
every track is different, man. Every track is different.
Well, you guys work together so good, you know? Like, yeah, each track is different, and it's just, they're well put together, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that's from Hannibal Child from Hannibal Plant Productions. He's the one that mixed and did all that and put it together. He records anything I deal with the Wu. I only go to one engineer. That's Hannibal Child, a.k.a. Zach. He's at Power Plant Productions down there, and he do some stuff great in Indiana out there, man. He good. Trill Will came down and stuff to do stuff at his studio not too long ago. And Trill, he on some tracks with me. What's up, Trill Will? What's up, DMF and all you guys? What's up? And we got some stuff, you know. Syndicate Business, baby. I see y'all. And what else? It's just so much going on in our camp that I hate it because I always forget somebody and it's not on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, who else? I'm trying to think everybody I flux with. But, yeah, Hannibal Child, back to recording. Hannibal Child, that dude, he a good dude, good, solid person. Great. Who else has come down there? Luke Koch. No, remember Koch Records? Luke Koch.
I think so.
From Koch Records even comes and already got stuff set up with him right now. And his sound and the way he's, recording people he's doing a great job. I'm real happy to meet dude.
Yeah. So, let me tell you what I think about the track. Sorry, I'm getting me some peaches while I'm talking to y'all. So, I was thinking that, when they go, I don't give a fuck, I could see everybody in the club jumping up and down and stomping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, yeah,
seriously.
Definitely. Yeah, I wrote it from a perspective from everybody. I wanted to be that anthem for everybody. Because if you think about it, that was what everybody's saying right now. I don't give a fuck about that, man. I don't care about that. I don't give a fuck. And I guess like I'm hearing everybody else has songs about I don't give a fuck, but they usually a little different. You know what I mean? I wanted something a little more energized. So I wanted to go that way with it. I want to make some club bangers. I can make any kind of style you want to give you any kind of energy you want, but I need to know what the subject matter is. Like if you want a club banger like that, I got a club banger song for you. Anthem, boom. You want some R&B? I got that for you too. Boom. Whatever you want. See, I'm not a rapper. That's where everybody get me confused. I'm not a rapper. You know, there's nothing wrong being a rapper, but that's not me. I'm an MC.
Mm.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Rappers rap and they stay in that cookie cutter mode and they stay in trap or they stay in whatever they are. You know what I'm saying? They can't step out of it because they fans will look at them like, yo, what the fuck is this, dog? What the fuck is that shit? He went soft, bro. That's because they didn't, open up themselves to try to go deeper in and be comfortable with themselves first. They had to try to appeal to the masses. Me, I don't give a fuck about the masses. I write this music for me. If you dig it, you with me. Cool. That's great. We can rock together. But I'm not going to change who I am so I can fit into your world. Fuck all that. That's crazy. That's insane. That don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, make it make sense.
I like that.
You know, no disrespect to nobody, but at the same time, I'm in my own vibe. And if you're on my frequency, you're going to feel it.
You're a performer. You know what I mean? You just a performer. Like.
Many people may think that this whole thing about.
Sorry about that.
What was that?
I love that, whatever
sorry
it was.
About that.
I thought she was going to give us a message, you know what I'm saying? Like, many people think that they can get away with things like that and try to be fake, but we know who you are, the fake ones. We've seen you from Mars, and we have beamed you up since you have been gone. You've been living in the Matrix.
You're crazy, homie. I like you, man.
Right on. You too, man. Y'all, I love y'all too. Y'all fun. I don't got time. Like I said, 2024, everybody, wake up, man. It's time to be happy. It's time to smile at people and have fun. Red Man, the homie, said that too. I'm smiling at everybody when I walk outside. I don't give a fuck. I used to be walking past motherfuckers, you know, mean mugging and all that shit. I'm with them on that. I got time for all that mean mugging shit. Life too short. I've learned that. I don't got time. We need to embrace all this, what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to do. I want to bring energy back to hip-hop and do everything I'm supposed to do. And I know my manager ain't going to let me slack because he waking me up at the crack of ass. You know what I mean? Hey, get the fuck up, man. We got to work. I'm like, damn, I was just at a place you sent me like 3 hours. I got 3 hours of sleep. I don't care. Get up. You know?
Yeah.
And I got him as a yeah, he good people, but I need somebody like that. Any artist needs somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Put that foot in their ass.
Yeah.
A lot of artists think that because they the artists that they special. Wrong. You need a crew to make you get to a certain point. If you think you special, go someplace else special by yourself.
Right, right. Yo, but I like that 2000. You know how usually a year comes in, right? And you like whatever you celebrate, the new year, whatever. But it's like the same shit. You know, oh, it's just another digit added. But this year, Shells and I were talking about it. We ain't playing this year, man. This year is like we keep a negative the fuck away from us, man. Like
Bingo.
Real talk. Like it feels like it's actually like a new year. I feel like a new person when it switched over, and I don't usually feel like that when it switches over. But this year, man, I'm telling you, ain't no bullshit in my life. I ain't fucking with nobody unless they make me happy. You know?
Exactly. I'm with you, bro. I don't got time for that negativity, that naysay shit. Motherfuckers like, well, I don't know. If you don't know, then you might want to go over there with them people because I know. I'm pushing this, and I don't need no negative or no people trying to, you know, talk me out of shit and, you know, give me these worries, you know what I mean, procrastination and all that nonsense. No, man, if y'all want to do that, that's why y'all don't got no move on. You ain't making no moves. You ain't shaking ground, move around. You know what I'm saying? Make this stuff, come on, man, get with it. And I got tired of people. I hate to say that. I had to leave some motherfuckers behind last year, and I didn't even want to do that. I was trying to help them, but you know what I mean? But that's their fault. They chose to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody got to understand you're the master of your own realm, but make sure you keep that negative energy out. And if you, like my homeboy Trill and all them other people, hey, if you got that negative shit, don't fuck with me. If you ain't fucking talking about pushing your music and got a budget, don't fuck with me. If you ain't trying to make positive energy and positive stuff in the world right now, don't fuck with me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I made a post the other day on Facebook. I was like, y'all need to leave asshole in 2023. Only good vibes this year. Like, good vibes only this year. That's it.
I put a heart
I'm
on
serious.
That one. I love that.
Yeah.
No, man.
I'm like,
yo, toxic people have no place.
No place. But yeah, there's enough negative in the world. You know what I mean? I don't need positive shit around me.
Oh, see, hey, now we all talking about negatives. I got something perfect for it. My next song, you guys going to love that, called What's Wrong With Us. It says it all because it talks about that negative and positive shit. You know what I mean?
Damn, man. You're fucking up my shit, dude.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to do the Sideways Rewind. I had it already pulled up, and I don't have
Let's do the Sideways. Let's do it. Let's go. Sideways Rewind, everybody. We taking it back.
Yeah.
We going to the Sideways.
Let's do the Sideways Rewind real quick, all right, everybody?
Yeah, man.
So, Rapid Fire put out a song, a video today. I thought we'd play some Rapid Fire.
Let's do it. Rapid Fire.
Yeah. Yeah, this is real ain't real. Let's get it.
This is Lit Boy. This shit legendary. Yeah. This that new Diamond Boy shit. Ha ha. Yeah. You see it be
your own people, man. It be your own motherfucking kind. You gotta watch for. Follow me.
Tell me how I'm supposed to feel. When real ain't real no more.
No more.
Used to be my dog, we don't chill no more.
No more.
Had to cut them all, try to steal my glow. Heart turned cold, I don't feel no more.
No more.
Won't let the devil steal my soul.
Even though I'm prayed up, bitch, I'm still gon' blow.
They know it's turned up, cause I'm still on go.
Said he wasn't hating on me, but it's still gon' show.
Talk to him now.
And all I ever wanted was the best for you. When I tell you something real, you think I'm testing you. Man, I swear these niggas green like some vegetables.
And I can't do nothing about that.
I put my stamp on the game and left some residue. When they told me you was lame, I saw a better you. Then you turned around and proved what they said to you.
Now you can't do nothing about that.
We came a long way, you and me was some no names. You couldn't strike a match with your music, I gave you propane.
I don't understand why they hate me.
When it come to this, they be waiting on me. I may have 100 problems, but it ain't gon' be. No, nigga, no B. I won't let you stress me. If you can't respect my feelings, you can go ahead and leave.
Why you quick to say you with me when you know it's maybe
how I'm supposed to feel?
When real ain't real no more.
Used to be my dog, we don't chill no more.
Had to cut them all, try to steal my glow.
Heart turned cold, I don't feel no more.
Won't let the devil steal my soul.
Even though I'm prayed up, bitch, I'm still gon' blow.
They know it's turned up, cause I'm still on go.
Said he wasn't hating on me, but it's still gon' show.
Oh yeah, that hate gon' show.
Real.
I know when a nigga real or fake from the door.
Oh, yeah.
10 toes to the floor, and I ain't never switching. Bossed up when they crossed up. I ain't start bitching, not to mention all that whole shit.
Whole
might
shit.
Get your throat slit. So get the fuck up out my face with that bro,
man,
shit.
That bro,
you
shit.
Niggas faker than them ass shots. I been having, but I represent them have nots. I'm talking about them bottom boys steady rising to the top.
To
no
the
dick
top.
Ride, no cosigns. This off the block.
A
couple
block.
Niggas I had love for. Changed on me. Now my heart cold and that ain't gon' change, homie.
For
they
real.
Lost a real partner. They lost a real friend.
Friend.
It ain't no loyalty forever. Niggas rather trend. But me, I can't bend.
No.
It ain't no folding in me. A real breed navigating through the greed and
then
go
ahead,
darn.
When real ain't real no more.
No.
Used to be my dog, we don't chill no more.
No.
Had to cut them all, try to steal my glow. Heart turned cold, I don't feel no more.
No more.
Won't let the devil steal my soul.
Even though I'm prayed up, bitch, I'm still gon' blow.
They know
it's
turned up, cause I'm still on go.
Said he wasn't hating on me, but it's still gon' show.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah, what you think? What you think, Kaji?
I like it, man. I definitely love that, you know, because it's different. He ain't talking about the same shit like we just talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. I got plenty of bands. I got bitches in hands chopping chickens in the throat.
He's got those too, yeah.
I like him because he has a message. He's actually talking. You can tell he's talking from experience, from what we all can relate from. That's one thing about music. I feel that a lot of artists, I would say, lose focus on, and they try to focus on mostly on being hard or saying the coolest shit. But I dig dude. I dig him a lot. So salute to him, definitely.
So
yeah, he cool, man.
Rapid fire. See, okay. So let me tell you, since you. Music, you know, my acronym for music that I did the copyright of was Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it is. If you can tell a story, you're going to have people listen to you. They're going to relate.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, trust,
yeah, it's related.
That's why I like him. I like him because he's telling a story. Like I said, he's telling a story. He's talking about,
mm-hmm.
You can hear it. He's talking about shit he been through, mup, and we've all had them up and supposedly been in our corner, you know what I'm saying? And them motherfuckers the same one chopping you down behind your back as soon as you walk away.
Yeah, he did 18 years
man.
In prison, man. And, you know, it's like I say, like, you know, everybody has their different type of prison, you know what I'm saying? Some people are behind the walls. Some people have been behind the walls. Some people are in prison in their own body. When they have illnesses, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I just connect with people. I connect with people's music when they talk. When they talk their shit and they tell their story, I connect that way. I can't stand that fake-ass shit.
Me too, right? You know what I'm saying? When they be like, I got a Tommy gun. I shot 10 niggas and ran, son. How come you ain't in jail, son? How come the sheriffs and fucking cops ain't on you with their heels and dogs, son?
Like
that imaginary gangsta-ass life that they trying to be like the past heroes that they looked up to, man. That shit gone, bro. You know, come on, man. It's it's time for them to be the heroes and change shit. Yeah. They don't get that. That's why I hate this new shit in a way. But it's all changed now. This 224, man, it's the shit. It's going to kill everything. There's so many enlightened brothers and artists out there coming out of the woodworks that gangster bullshit. No offense. I grew up on it. I love it. It had its place. But the whole thing is this. Not everybody's a fucking gangster. A lot of you motherfuckers still live at home with your moms, man. So shut the fuck up about bullshit. You know, you still trying to, you know, make ends meet and shit. You talking about having all this other shit. Do you ever hear me talking about bands in my lyrics? No. Because I ain't got to that point yet. I talk about real shit. And that's what they forgot what hip-hop is really about. Some Mr. Full Moon product told me, he was like, yo, you got to be real. You know what I'm saying, son? You got to be real. Be humble. Be real. Juice the Witch Doctor. Be humble. Be real. Hellraiser. You know, from Sons of Man. Hey, what's up? You know, you got to, you know, be you. I love what you're doing. Just be you. King Dave's son. Be you. Be real. Everybody that's above me in the woo all told me, and I'm being led by some great brothers, some great lords and gods and kings. You know what I'm saying? Sue to them. Peace to the gods. You know what I'm saying? Peace to the abbot and everybody. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that we can't be doing this blind leading the blind shit this 2024.
I like that. Well said, man. I agree completely. But yeah, man, definitely. I like what you said about a bunch of enlightened motherfuckers coming out. Because Shells and I, we've been doing this for just over a year now. And Shells, wouldn't you agree that all our artists, man, are good guys, good girls, and they coming out with stuff. They speak in the real. Like,
well,
the old hip hop, man.
Here's the thing, first of all,
it's gone.
So everybody comes to me about coming on the show, right? And I'm not just going to bring anybody on my fucking show either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not going to be just anybody on my show. Because that's just the way it is, man. We've got 1.7 million listeners worldwide. So we're doing something right because people are tuning in and people like to relax and people like good music. And like you said, it's 2024 and all these people, there's good fucking artists coming out of the network. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and it's just cool because I know I'm getting ready to just see a whole bunch of people that I fuck with shine. You know what I'm saying? And who doesn't want somebody to win? Right?
Amen on that.
That's what I always loved about you, Shelly, man. Shelly just wants people to succeed. You know? It's always been her, man. She helps people out. She goes beyond just to help people out because she believes in them. She has no time for no punk-ass bitch, that's for sure. But, she loves you, man. She'll do anything for your ass. And honestly, like,
I appreciate that.
I just wanted to tell you that, Joe. No, man, you dope.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. But I just feel like there's a lot of real out there that's not recognized. And, you know, I would say that my circle that I mess with are real. And some of them are crazy as hell. And I tell everybody has a different relationship with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So nobody's going to tell me what kind of relationship I'm going to have with somebody. I know that. And I'm not going to deal with bullshit. Just because somebody don't like somebody doesn't mean I'm going to talk about somebody around them. You know what I mean? That's not what I do. I don't talk.
Shit they call it.
Yeah. I just don't talk. I don't go out, like, But you know, Maddie, like, stories are coming out about my management that artists are starting to tell. Like, I haven't told them. You know what I'm saying? Freaking, they're telling them on podcasts and shit, like, where, you know, it's just, you don't name drop. You just, you, people show, I see people by actions. And when people invest in themselves, you have to invest in progress. You have to invest monetarily. You have to invest mentally. You have to invest physically. You have to invest emotionally. All of it. Any kind of alley. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, y'all, that's just the way it is. And when people, when I see people grinding and shining, then I want to see them succeed. And I know this year is going to show so many people succeeding.
Yeah,
and I'm just excited about it.
No doubt. Yeah,
oh, this year, man, trust me, I can tell you, from being out there in the grind, you know what I mean, straight in the trenches, oh, there's some, yeah, it's a handful, but they tough as hell and they tight. You know what I mean? I met a lot of special individuals on my journey through the, you know, through these trenches, you know, in the underground. And there's some guys getting ready to blow up right quick. This is the year for a lot of people right now. The guys last year in 2023, you guys that gave up and everything and didn't understand how to trust the process, sorry for you.
Sorry for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stick with it. Like, that's one thing people don't get, man. This takes, I mean, Shell's been in this forever. I've been in this for, I think it's 10 years now. And like management and clothing line, shit like that. Like, I don't think at all. But I mean, it's a tough. It's the shiestiest business. Music industry is the shiestiest industry on the planet, man. It just don't happen overnight. You're gonna cry some nights, honestly. And you're gonna cry. Like, honestly.
And, that ain't
hey,
no
you,
it's all
worth it. Shit's all apart.
What?
She got to mute for a second.
Shit.
But yeah, I'm with you. Shit's all apart in this industry. She going to chop chicken out of the throat.
Yo, continue what you're going to say, bro.
No, I'm just saying that what you were saying, I was agreeing about what you were talking about. Yeah, it, everything you're saying is right.
Yeah, but it don't happen overnight,
yeah,
man.
So, nothing. Trust me, everybody think that I'm on here with y'all, and y'all got 1.7 million viewers and listeners and shit, and they like, damn, he just came out of nowhere. Nah, motherfuckers. Didn't come out of nowhere.
No.
It took some years of grinding and grinding and grinding.
Right.
Being told no, being told they don't like you, being told all that nonsense. You guys got to remember, the only way you fail is when you quit. When you quit, you fail.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That part.
You know, I don't quit. I plan on doing this until I'm in Depends. You feel me? I'm going to be up there, hey, but nigga, oh, excuse me, I pooped. Hey, I'm going to go right back to my shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't got no time. I'm going to keep getting it while I can. I'm going to be like Ozzy Osbourne with a diaper on stage. Watch me.
Right.
I will, man.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. It's awesome.
All right, man.
You one of the up-and-comers, man. Like, honestly, I pride myself.
Thank
I
you.
Did these picks, Maddie Myers' pick of the day on Twitter because all I got is Twitter. But I pick a song every day, right? And it's all brand new stuff. And I consider myself quite the music critic. And honestly, man, bottom of my heart, don't stop. In fact, go overdrive this year because your talent is right on my alley, bro.
Oh, hold on, say that one time. I'm sorry, I love that, but say that one time because I want my manager to hear that. He heard that, Gus King George? He heard that? That means you waking me up at 7 a.m. talking about get to work. I should deserve an extra hour of sleep. You know what I mean? Just give me a little break, bro, boy.
No,
hey,
man,
he
no,
hit me,
man.
Gave me like Hebrew slave.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. Honestly, yeah, maybe an extra hour once in a while. But honestly, man, he a dope dude. Like, we love having him on the show. And, yeah, man, it's nothing wrong with a little push, I'm telling you. Because it's your time.
Yeah.
It's time to get it. Second quarter's coming around real quick. And second,
oh, trust
second
me,
third
I'm
quarter is very
out
important.
Here, dude. It's fucking cold, dude.
Don't choke
and chopping chickens in the neck with your bare hands with no gloves, girl.
No. It's fucking deer. I've got the dogs out, and there's a fucking deer. Yeah.
Oh, you finna, yeah, they finna go running. You ain't gonna catch them.
They're beagles. No,
yeah, the
I'm
dog,
holding
the,
them for
the
leash.
The dogs pull her around, man. Yeah, the dogs pull her around the whole yard.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Before we did the interview, when I was talking to her, man, she was just the same way she is, like how she is on the phone, like now. She'd be like, hold on 1 second, I gotta go kill somebody. Hold on 1 second, I gotta go pull somebody out.
Oh no, there's no script to this shit, man. We are who we are. That's why I really appreciate you being who you are.
I know,
man.
my homeboy out of Hot 97, you know, DJ Enough, he was like, man, that shit is wild. He hit me a text in the middle of our interview right now. He's like, that shit is wild.
What's up? Thanks for listening, man. Shout out. Appreciate it.
Shout out Hot 97, DJ Enough. I'm going to hit you up, bro.
Hell yeah. So, you know what? Dogs get super strength when they go after shit. Beagles do anyway. It's like they go from beagles to pit bulls when they start pulling. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. You know what I'm saying? They're like huge.
Chiweenie Terriers. That's what I got. Them motherfuckers are crazy nice, but soon as motherfuckers had to stop them from, you know, killing the veins on the ankles of a jogger, man, for real. They just finna tear the veins out of his fucking ankles. Yeah, man. He's like, get him, get out. I'm like, come on, y'all, man. I was like, they small, man. They ain't gonna miss. He's like, get him. I was like, all right, man, damn, they small. Kick him. No, I'm
hey,
joking. Don't kick him.
Yo, Shell, that's
you ain't gonna top him in the neck like some people.
Yo, ask Kaiju your food question, man. I feel like I want to know.
So if you could only, so I ask everybody that come on the show this question. If you could only eat one food forever, what would it be? And it can't be like pizza. It has to be a certain pizza. It can't be like Chinese food. It's got to be a certain Chinese food. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you trying to get people in trouble. I see what you up to. You trying to set people up for failure.
No, but I just
want to hear yours, man. Yeah,
anything my mom makes, I'm eating it. That's the best food in the world. My mother makes the best dishes than anybody, even Jesus or God. There you go.
Wait, okay.
No, you got to pick your favorite. Yeah, one dish.
One thing.
See, that's going to get me in trouble, but okay.
Hey, mama.
Yeah, hey, Ma. I love you, but, so y'all get me in trouble. I know I'm finna hear this shit, boy. Dang, man. I have to say Drunken Fish. It's a sushi joint, you know, down in the Lou, and it's a Drunken Fish, but I love any sushi or Japanese food. That's why I was talking about being in Vancouver. You know what I mean? All the seafood and everything.
Yeah.
I love about being, I'm part of Wu, you know what I mean? That don't mean I love all Oriental things, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people get that misconstrued, you know. But
I feel you, man. That's why you got Kaiju, right?
And stuff. I'm sorry?
That's why your name, Kaiju, right? That means monster in Japan, right? Japanese?
In Japanese, yeah, it means gigantic beast, kaiju.
Yeah.
You know, like Godzilla's a kaiju, King Kong is a kaiju, any gigantic beast that you cannot tame is a kaiju, and that is.
Yeah, I love
you. Wrap yourself wrapped around my fucking leg 3 times. That I want to know.
Did you say you got a pet rattlesnake wrapped around your leg 3 times?
Nah, the fucking dog came.
I wouldn't even put that past him, man. Honestly,
I know.
It's
that's
happening.
What I'm saying. She's just doing crazy shit. That's why I don't know what she doing. I'm like, hold up, you got a pet alligator too?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got some. She be doing some wild shit, bro. Every time I talk to her, she be like, "Hold on 1 second, I got to put my elephant in
my
trap."
You know what's so funny about it, man? It's just like it don't even faze her. Like it's like just
right.
It's nothing. It's like it doesn't even cause a pause in the conversation. It's just like yeah, you know.
It's like she does it every day.
Yeah, there's a flood here, but you know whatever.
For real.
Yeah.
I love it though.
Yeah,
what the hell? Hold up, let's see who hit me. Somebody hit me up for y'all.
Life's going to be in sometime, you know what I'm saying? So you might as well live it to the best you can every day. Every minute.
Yes, ma'am.
It's always going to be crazy in it at some point, you know, but you just got to deal with it.
Hey, I got to do something. Hey, my manager, Gus King George, tap him in.
No doubt.
All right, hold on.
He finna yell at me about some crazy shit. Hey, why ain't you working? Work harder. I love Gus, man. He keep me on point. That's the eighth.
Man,
he's
funny as fuck, too, man.
Well,
you guys are made for each other.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking funny as hell.
Hold on. 1 second. I think this is him. Let's see. Is this Gus?
My name three times like Candy Man, and I pop up and appear out of nowhere.
What's up, baby? What's up?
Tell my artist he's allowed to sleep. There ain't no money in sleep.
Yeah. What's good, baby? Missy, man.
What's up, girl?
Yo, man, you know how it is.
I was sleeping for 30 minutes. For about a half hour, somebody plugged me in but forgot to drop me in. So I was like, okay.
That's my... Hey, Gus, I only slept for 30 milliseconds, bro.
Nah, that's 25 cents off your check.
No. Oh, shit. Hey, Gus, you need to tell them about what's going on, man. Let these motherfuckers know what's up. I know you can't tell them everything, but they gonna see this shit.
They gotta watch. We got big things moving and grooving. Shout out to Modern X. Shout out to FBIS. Shout out to the whole Wu, the Wu fam. Y'all about to be seeing some big things happening amongst all of us coming here soon, even with the bullying tour. We got big branding opportunities, multiple different deals on the table, people asking a whole lot. Shout out to Dream. Out there in Houston, we brought him out to Shade 45 and 1501.
Yeah, shout out to 1501, Shade 45. Thank
you. Wu, shout out to Shelly, Matt. It was good,
I know he's smoking as green as I am. I know he is.
Man, we got TV shows getting put together. We got superhero movies getting put together. We got all types of things going down.
Superhero movie, bro.
I thought we were supposed to be talking about that. So it is what it is, and we're going
to
make it happen.
I know about a Pendulum movie. You'll
put me in one of your superhero movies, man. For real.
Yeah, Maddie's Johnny Bravo. Don't you know? Maddie is the real-life Johnny Bravo. If you've ever seen my side-by-side pic of Maddie and Johnny Bravo, they look like each other. So Maddie's going to be, we're going to get him in as Johnny Bravo. We're going to have Cartoon Network do a fucking movie with Johnny Bravo, and it's going to be Maddie in. Hell yeah.
Well, I got Bo McCoy working on the production of the movie. That's all I can really say. And then on top of that, I'm working with David Cambridge from Lionsgate. And that's all I can say from that.
That's what's dope.
I feel you.
Dope. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Gus is always fucking busy, Joe. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's like always. Yeah.
I'm actually glad my manager jumped into this conversation because I signed so many NDAs that I can't really say much. So I'm glad that he came in and he could say what the fuck he won't. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Yeah, to everybody that's out there, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
I'll say it like this in the great late words of Kurt Angle. It's true. Very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. I can attest to that shit.
So listen, our top five countries this week are the United States, Taiwan, Canada, Mexico, and India. These are the top five countries listening to us right now.
What's up, Taiwan? What's up, Canada? We already know Canada is in the house, that cold-ass place. I love it still.
Yeah, I come
back like homeboy said. I'm going to come out there to Canada, and we're going to do some hanging out. You know what I mean? And then, we're going to, everybody
Mexico,
else that's
you know
listening,
that
peace.
I took a little trip in Mexico. I felt so low, Mexico. You know that song?
Are you in Mexico?
It's an old song. It's the old song. I have it on record.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. Miss ma'am. Miss
yeah.
Queen. I got a question. People in Mexico
yeah.
hearing this?
Yeah.
Oh, 100, bro. That's worldwide. Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Escucha de mi Kaijo X. Muito bom música aqui. Mi manager, Gus King George. You know what I'm saying? Chamo me. Kaijo X. Facebook. Face Libro. All right? Cara Libro. Kaijo X. Kaijo. Muito obrigado, Ramandos. Obrigado para tudo. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Portuguese, but mucho gracias para todos. And mucho gracias.
We got my drama. I swear, I feel like we have my drama on when he does that shit. He needs to come on that drama show.
You notice how every artist I bring on has a strong vibe. It is really good in their artistry. Right. The last one we ain't gonna mess up and talk about, you know, they breaching and doing the wrong things. But at the end of the day, I've got that ear for talent, don't I? And then look at this guy. He's the example.
Yeah.
I tell him what to do. He goes and completes it, and his phone ain't stopped ringing. Everybody like, man, how are we doing this? How's this going down? How's that going down? Because he listened, period. So
yeah.
I would like to say this for all y'all that's listening, all y'all that didn't want to listen to me, all that y'all,
no, you definitely,
all y'all didn't want to listen to me, all y'all wanted
that.
To go against the grain, I put it on the platinum platter for you, and all you got to do is the same thing this man's doing, is listening and growing.
Can we talk about names on this stuff? I'm not sure.
Hey. No.
We love you guys. You know I love you. I always got love for you.
No, this ain't no. I'm not no defensive mode. I'm telling everybody.
I'm just telling you. I love you.
If 9/10 of us listen more than we talk, we get a lot further.
Right. Communication is a big thing that people don't know how to do. I told my kids that today. You know, like if you would be able to communicate, then you can get through anything. But the thing is, people don't know how to communicate. You don't have to sit and lie and fucking say who you are and shit. You don't have to go around backstab people. You just communicate with the problem. If there's a problem, you don't go around and do that shit.
A lot of times,
uh-huh.
That's because a lot of artists have an ego and they don't understand how to be real.
See that?
Yeah.
Or even just for the attention to boost their shit if they fell off, you know.
Let me go back to the studio. Hold on. We need to play another song.
Yeah, what song you wanted to play last time, Kaiju?
I want you to play the song that, actually, before I do that, what's up? What's up, Hellraiser? Sons of Man, what's up, my dog? What's up, bro? What's up, bro? What's up? Hey, what's up, the King David son? What's up? Beretta 9, always Culture Shock. What's up, Trill Will? Gus already on here, so I don't give a fuck about that. Everybody else, Hot 97, I know you're listening. What's up, DJ Enough? Here we go. This is called What's Wrong With Us. Wu-Fam.
So listen, before we go in this song, I just want to tell all the callers, you know, if you're wanting to talk, you know, you've got to hit 1, and I'll bring you on. But he told me that you were on guest, and I remember that number because I didn't know that number before. So that's how I remember that number. You know how
my
I am when you're calling me.
Yo, Shelby, make sure to write down
so many numbers
right
on
all the numbers of
the
callers.
Do what?
Call because if I have to do the show, the hauler. If I have to do the show, put the names next to the callers, okay? Because I don't know them like you do.
Oh, okay.
Much appreciated.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to play the song now. This is called What's Wrong With Us, Y'all. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. Draco. Battles on my nine with extendo. Blow holes through your engine and window. Leave it dripping like candles.
Would you rather hear this?
I have a great life. Perfect wife and I live in paradise. Own a mansion and a yacht and an Enzo jet on standby.
Would you rather hear this?
I'm the plug scraping the pan. Got anything you want, supply the man. I'm the goon with the motherfucker two god off that won't stop. Yeah, I'm a king.
Would you rather hear this?
I never lived in the hood. Mom and dad still together and everything's good. Never had to struggle. God is good.
Crazy chat. I love that. God is good. I love that song, man.
Thanks, man.
I love the dichotomy of it. I love the dichotomy of it, man. It's beautiful.
Great choice of a word.
Yeah.
You're not the only stars around you.
Hey, I thank you. Everybody, you know, when she brought me on this stuff, man, it was like, yo, I've always heard you guys, but I was been so busy because of Gus, but you know what I mean? And I'm finally here with you guys, and I'm very happy, you know what I mean? And thank you guys for having me on your show, you know, and Miss Ma'am, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, for
sure.
It
was our pleasure, man. It is our pleasure.
It's been a really dope show, and I think that, hold on. I know if I could have one to come on real quick. Hold on.
I really wish you could have got five Billy Woo Venoms.
Oh, yeah. That's fire right there. That's fire right there. Yes, sir.
Hey, who's this? Who's this? What's up? Thank you very much, man. Thank you, God. Peace, Lord.
This is Milton. This is Milton. This is AKA Fuck It Up for the show. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
thank
he
you, Milton,
good.
Man. I appreciate that, good man. Me and my people appreciate it.
No problem. You know, I got to give respect. Respect is due. Beef is fat. Rhymes is fat, too, as well. You know, I'm in my vehicle. I'm not sure if you can tell the difference, but other than that, you know what I'm saying? Fire. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm glad you and your vehicle listen to us, man. We appreciate all that. Kaiju X. Remember that. Kaiju X. Wu Fam. You know what I'm saying? Kaiju X. Habaru Battalion.
Yeah.
Habaru Battalion. You know what I'm saying? Kaiju X. Man, check us all out. Gus King George. I'm in a lot of stuff coming out. Juice the Witch Doctor. Mr. Full Moon Wu-Tang Products. I'm in all of them. Them all my cats. Dungeon Master. All them guys all down. peace to the gods, peace to the Lord, and I want to say to you, be safe on the road, man, and thank you for tuning in.
All right, I got you. I'm already sharing you. Yeah, I got you. I'm sharing you already, bro, so you good. Yes, sir.
Let them know Salute. Wu-Tang is back, baby. Let them know that Wu Feel is back, that soul is back.
That part. Love.
Fuck it up.
Thank you, Shelly. Thank you, Maddie Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, homeboy.
Bam.
Yeah, love. Fuck it up. So,
I'm entertaining, baby.
Yeah. He's always fucking shit up, too. So, yeah, and he turned 50 this year, and he does skateboarding and shit. You got to check him out. He's pretty dope. He's a pretty dope skateboarder? Yeah, he's 50, yeah. Man, and he goes out and hits the skate parks, dude.
Hey, to the dude that's on the phone, you a skateboarder? I didn't even know. I used to have a Natus with vision blur wheels and Avion trucks, bro. We're going to have to talk. Hit up on my site, DM me, man. I love skaters. I'll give you some music for your skate videos. I got you, man. Keep grinding everything. Tail kick flips, all that shit. Soon.
Hey, that's dope, man.
I say keep grinding and shining. That's what I tell everybody. That's my thing. Keep grinding and shining, baby.
I'm big BMXer, big skater, all that shit, man. I had all that GT World Tour, all that shit. Mongoose, all that shit. I do everything from cherry pickers, all that. I do all that shit.
Yeah. Nice.
The
I don't
skater,
do none
he
of that
know what
shit.
I'm talking about. He know what I'm talking about, man. He know what I'm talking about that. Yeah, Avion.
Yeah, he sent me little fire marks. He knows.
Appreciate you. Watch the road, my brother. Watch the road. It's getting icy out there. Everybody else, don't be looking down.
He's in California, yo.
We're going to tell you what the channel
Look
is.
Look it up some
Just
Cali.
Watch the road. Everybody be safe out there and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So listen, I'm so excited to see what you do this year, ma'am. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
100. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're on here every
Thank
Wednesday.
You guys for having me. Thank you so much, all of you guys. Thank you so very, very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on Power Talk with OG Matt Drama and Maddie M. I'll get you guys about it. So, on the way out, y'all, we're going to play.
Don't worry, I'm giving you guys a shout out on my next track. I promise on that.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, man. I'm excited about
that.
Listen, this year I'm doing 12 songs in 12 different states. Nobody's done that shit at one each month, all year long. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. That's
you
got
to get on it, girl.
You know the woo.
Yeah, you
got to
get on it, man.
No, you got to get on it, girl. It's halfway through the month.
I've already called somebody up because I know I'm not getting out this fucking state. Don't think I haven't.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I was like, we're going to have to record here this month. You know?
I'm just like,
that's just the way it is.
I got to push her too, you know? I got to keep pushing
her.
Hey,
don't push him too much, man. You push Gus King George too much, man. He's going to have me everywhere. I can't come to Canada, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to have a vacation. I ain't had a vacation yet. He's been pushing me for years.
Yo, Kaiju, listen. Honestly, I had a lot of fun on this interview with you. And honestly, I love your attitude. You're funny as fuck. You're smart as shit. And honestly, and you're talented. So come back anytime.
Thank you.
Bring us some new shit when you come back. And honestly, man, the best of luck to you, homie. Stay in touch.
Thank you. I promise I will. And I want to say the compliments, I'm going to tell you, something that I've been taught, every artist out there, things I learned from the Wu, one thing they always told me when I kept leveling up, when I leveled up, every last one of them, when they got to know me a little bit better, they was like, yo, you sick, you dope, stay humble. Went to the next level, yo, you sick, you dope, stay humble. Do you guys hear that key word? Not you sick or dope, that's not the key word. The key word is stay humble. That's the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stay humble, all you artists out there. Stay humble and keep pushing to what you want to do. And if you want to, it's like that 50 Cent movie. Yeah, pretty soon you're going to be just like me.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, I'm just joking all on right. that. No arrogancy. I'm just saying stay humble. I'm trying to have everybody have a good time.
Yeah, I know. I know what you meant.
Win, smile, wave, love each other, love one another. You know what I'm saying? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Love is
be
free.
Like the Balkans. Peace and prosperity.
And cost the most.
Oh, yeah, and don't chop no motherfucker in the throat if they got spiders and chickens coming out of them.
Yeah, you better have spiders and chickens coming after you. All right. Well,
I said she's going to put an AR in your face if you look like a chicken. Everybody be careful. Don't wear no chicken suit on Halloween.
Yeah, I love my chicken suit. I'm not going to have 100 coming after me.
I don't know. I didn't use the 100 as an excuse just to shoot motherfuckers, but okay.
Yeah, my chickens follow me around and shit. I'll send you a video. I'm going to send you a video, Kaiju.
It's
going to
be like duck hunt. Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me. Wait till you get the video from me, Maddie.
I want to say peace
to all you guys. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, man. It is a blessing. It's very much of a blessing. I can't wait to keep telling everybody about this. It was a great time. It didn't even seem like work. Thank you so much. Except for Gus King George making me work all the goddamn time. But you know, this was fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We appreciate that. We appreciate that, man. Next, hey, everybody, make sure you catch up with us next week. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on Top 5 Hip Hop Radio. All right, guys, I'm going to play Paranoid Out Love. After the song plays, I'm going out. I ain't coming back, Maddie. I love you, though, and I'll send you all the shit you need.
Peace, everybody. Yeah. Woo fam in the house. Shoo!
Yo, Kaiju, this is Kelly.
What, Maddie?
I was just telling Kaiju, this is you. This is your track.
Oh yeah, this is my track.
Hey, I'm listening. Hey, and don't forget, send me information so I come to Canada with you.
Well, hi, man. Please keep
no shopping. No shopping. No shopping.
Fuck no. Who you think I am, man?
Oh my god.
I couldn't resist.
Here we go. Bye, y'all. That's love.
Bye,
love guys. Peace and love. 2024.
Why you act so paranoid, nigga, what you do? Why still kill somebody, them boys looking for you? You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Pretty strap on my side. Everywhere I go, she does right. People start talking funny like out the neck on the side. I caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as to some memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my trap out. Why you acting paranoid? You really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock down, I will pull my stop out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in red and blue.
Your problem with me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game, well then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts, just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, Rolly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoes. Reported missing shark tip, they ain't gonna never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink leak and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my stop out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah,
you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. We're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock out, I will pull my shop out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.